Kingdom Builders podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Kim.
And I'm Christine.
And we're glad you joined us today.
Heck yes, we are.
You know what I just sounded like? One of the church ladies. You remember on Saturday Night Live when they did the church
yes.
ladies? And we're so glad you joined us today.
I only want to make bad jokes
I
now.
Know.
Kimberly.
Okay, that didn't help. Yeah. So
are you going to do the church lady dance?
Is there a church lady
remember
dance?
Remember the church lady dance.
Do you think it would translate to a podcast?
Probably
world?
Not.
I don't think so.
We do both love to dance. Did you guys know that about us?
What did you say, Dottie?
It would make them want to be on it next time so they could see it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We should break it down.
Listen, we could do the Vogue.
Yes, we can.
Except this mic.
We could still do it.
Ta-da! That was the Vogue.
People on the podcast can see it. It was hard to do with the mic stand in the way.
It was.
Whatever. So, welcome to the Kingdom Builders podcast. So we're excited today, except for we're missing our wonderful, what would we call him?
Chason?
Cohort.
I almost said that. Yes, I did say that. Cohort at the same time as Dottie. See, are we the same? And okay, so if you guys haven't figured it out, we have Dottie on via Zoom because she's a Kingdom Builder. We also have Carol on. Carol, you should say hey if you can. Maybe she's in the potty.
Hey, everyone.
There she is.
Hi.
And Jason is on Zoom. So, yeah. Exciting. Hello.
Hello.
There he is.
So he's really joining us. That's fun.
That is fun. So what happens is if you become a Kingdom Builder and decide to partner with us in our ministry, then you too can come be on the podcast with us every month. You tune in through Zoom. We chat about silly things before we start. And you get to really be part of the conversation.
It's true. It's fun. I think that one of the coolest things about doing Kingdom Builders is that when we have everybody who joins with us, we also get to meet with them and get to know them more. And it just becomes pretty wonderful. It's a great relationship building thing.
Agreed.
So if you're listening to this podcast and you're like, I have to be on that podcast, then you need to go to patreon.com/kingdombuilders and you'll be able to join on one of our tiers, and any of the tiers gets you on the podcast. So it's pretty cool. You could join for any level you want and it would be wonderful. So what happens is when you are sowing into the ministry that we do, it's not just us doing ministry. It's all of us joining together to do the ministry. And
yes.
So we travel around the world depending on where God calls us, and we join with other Kingdom Builders and we do ministry with them where they're at too.
It's true. Here's a cool thing. This is an update to the Kingdom Builders tier system. So for the first tier, you get to be on the monthly podcast. And you get to partner with us through that. Second tier, you get the same thing, plus you get a ticket to any of our live streamed conferences.
Events. Yeah.
Yep, events.
And also access to any previous
That's
ones.
What I was just going to say, which also can be pretty great because there's been a bunch of stuff we've done. And if you're even part of any of the mentoring groups or anything like that, that we have, a lot of times people talk about it and the people who didn't come, they're like, oh man, I wish I could have been there. Well, you could be. If you want to sign up for a tier, then you get access to all of that.
Yeah, it's cool.
Mm-hmm. Currently, we also have tier number 3, which we will still have. And at that tier, you get a meeting, 1 hour meeting on Zoom with Christine and myself. However, that's changing. But in a really great way. Okay. So we're changing it to a 30-minute meeting, but you get to choose between, you get 2 people. You get Christine, myself, or Lisa, who is just amazing. And she is truly the third part of our Kingdom Builders team.
She would be on this podcast tonight too, except it's her birthday.
Happy birthday, Lisa.
Happy birthday. And so she has traveled with us and done conferences with us for years now. And
true.
She's been an awesome leader who just kind of has shown herself in the States more lately. When we did our last Refresh conference, she was one of the speakers, and people now are starting to get to know her. But she is an awesome seer in the spirit, and just
she is a powerhouse.
She is a super powerhouse.
She really is. And she has such a wonderful, close, intimate relationship with the Father and with Yeshua, with the Holy Spirit. She knows them so well. That even just when we meet with her, man, she just adds so much and has such a good perspective, and she's amazing. So that is the cool, super awesome update to tier three, which I really am excited about. I love meeting with Lisa, and she really just does add so much. Mm-hmm. But then we're adding a fourth tier.
Yes. And we've never done this before.
We've never done this before. And what we're going to do is you get all the things in tier one, two, and three, plus you get an additional meeting per month for another 30 minutes with all three of us, which I mean
is the best.
Okay.
Okay. We're not the best in the whole world. It's not like we're trying to toot our own horn, but it's so cool when we're all three together. The Lord just does stuff. I can't even explain.
It's true. Here's the thing is the Lord put us together for a reason. Mm-hmm. And so we have really learned this over the last, 3 years or so. What a great team he's made with the three of us. Mm-hmm. But to be able to get together and do one-on-one meetings with you guys, or I guess three-on-one meetings with you guys, you'll get to experience some of that too and really get to know us. And I am really excited about this addition of the additional.
You want to know why I think it's awesome?
Yes.
It's not just that it's because we're so awesome. It's because when we meet with the other kingdom builders, it's like it adds even more to the body. You know, mm-hmm. when you partner in the spirit with the body of believers, it's like you get more of the full picture of Yahweh.
That's what I was going to say. Fullness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so when you can do that and create a oneness together, it just is even better. It's like instead of it adding, it multiplies, or I don't know. It's just really cool. I'm excited for what that's going to be like, because we always have such awesome experiences when we're at conferences and traveling together and ministering with other people. It's really full. So agreed. I'm excited.
Cool. Me too.
So that's going to be starting February 1st. So if you guys are already on maybe tier three and you're like, wait a second, I don't get a full hour here or something, feel free to switch it up and figure out what tier the Lord is calling you to do. Because I think the most important thing about all this is not just going, oh, that sounds like a clever plan. We don't want to be like that. So no. You need to partner and align yourself with kingdom builders if you feel led. And if the Lord is leading you, you only want to be aligned with the people and the ministries that the Lord is calling you to align with. And mm-hmm. It is not a coming under,
exactly.
BT Dubs.
This is a coming alongside.
That's exactly right.
I hope you know that. And if you don't, then now know it.
Now know it. It's an important distinction, I think.
Agreed.
So what are we talking about today?
Well, before we do that, we have another cool Kingdom Builders thing.
Dottie, are you there? Oh, wait, Jason's on. Jason, I hope.
Yeah, what's up?
You better do the the awesome voice that you always give for us when we have a new person.
Oh, is it time for a shout out?
Shout out?
Yes.
It is time for a shout out. So we want to give a shout out to our newest Kingdom Builder, Amanda. She's kind of actually already been on board, but in a different roundabout way. But we want to officially welcome Amanda to the team.
Yes. So welcome, Amanda, yes. To Kingdom Builders. Yay.
Yay.
Yeah, it's exciting. Okay, so now what are we talking about?
Okay, so let's get into it.
Okay.
I think this is going to come as no surprise to anyone. But just yesterday, something big happened in the U.S., and that was the inauguration of a new president. I don't know if we've talked about it on the podcast much, But really, all through the time of the election and stuff, the Lord has been leading people and letting people know his will and really revealing some things to people about what his desire is for this country and for us as Americans. But I want to talk about this because I have heard so many people who are close to us, who are not close to us, just people who are believers, who are now starting to say, well, this didn't play out like I thought it was going to, or like the Lord said it was going to. Where is he in this? Did he fail? So I want to address that. I don't even want to talk about the election. I don't want to talk about the inauguration. I don't want to talk about the new president. I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about the state of the body after something like this happens.
I think that's great.
You know, I think one of the things that has just kind of ground on me a bit is the questioning, where is he? You know, he said this, is this a failure? And I want to shout a big fat no, it's not. Where is he? He's in the same place that he's always been. And I think in these times, probably more than ever, at least in our lifetimes, it is so important to continually turn your face from the world to the Father. Like, we cannot be focused on what's going on here. I know that it's all around us. I know that it affects our lives. I know these things. I know that some of us are even called into politics or government or whatever it may be, obviously millions of different things. But that doesn't affect where our citizenship truly lies. You know, we are citizens of heaven. And when things happen here that affect our citizenship here, we have to remember this isn't truly what we're supposed to be partnered with.
Dude, I got to tell you what the Lord told me.
Okay, tell me.
It was, I don't know, it was on the 6th, whenever we had the weird storming the Capitol bit, okay. Right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so that day, everybody was a little crazy. And I'm thinking, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do? So the first thing I did, because we battle all the time in the spirit. And so, you know, first thing is, okay, what's going on? What do you want me to do to make this come in line? That's what I'm thinking.
Right.
So I go and I focus in, and the Lord says, sit down, hands off. This is, you do not belong to this kingdom. This is my battle.
Wow.
And I was like, yep, that's true. And that was interesting for me because, you know, I'm used to battling, and he was like, you're not from here. Mm-hmm. And it was a really good reminder because I was telling my husband that day, look, we can't call ourselves patriots or whatever because we're not. We're simply not. He was in the military, and we can't say we're patriots because we belong to a different kingdom, and that's who we fight for. Mm-hmm. And I was telling him, look, you got to look at yourself like you're from the UK or something, where you're in this land, you're happy to help people who are hurting, mm-hmm. but you're like, oh, look at those foolish people over there. You know, I mean, really, I'm not trying to call people fools, but I'm saying, it's not our drama to deal with. And
I would agree, unless we're called to deal with it. I mean, there are times that there are things that happen in the world and the Lord says, go, go do X, Y, Z. And we do it, right? Because what we're doing is, and we just talked about kingdom builders, but our business is his business and our kingdom is his kingdom. And if he says, go defend my kingdom in this way, then we go defend his kingdom in that way.
And if he says, hey, go to the Capitol and do that, then you do it.
Exactly.
You know, but for us, he was trying to remind us, quit looking at the dang world and thinking you're from there. Because not everyone deals with that, but I do. I mean, I deal with looking around and thinking, oh my goodness, what's happening?
Right.
And he's going, you're an ambassador for me. What are you doing? You
right. know? I think really what happens, so this is what happens to me, is I wind up looking at my surroundings and thinking, oh, how is this going to affect me? How is this going to affect my family? How is this going to affect my church family? How is this going to affect my job? How is it going to affect the state? How is it blah, blah, blah.
Right. Sure.
How is this going to affect all the things that I'm involved with? When really what he's been starting to do, especially this year, like, okay, first of all, this is a side note, but have you noticed all the acceleration that happened in 2020? I know that 2020 kind of sucked for a lot of people and for the country and for health-wise and all these things, right? There were these things that just weren't great in 2020. But if you take a step back and look at what the Father was doing, like, have you noticed all the acceleration he's had in people? Just people who will merely just turn their face to him and how he will lead and show and guide and accelerate these people. I think it's been amazing. So I do have to say this because this is also our first episode of 2021.
What?
Right?
That's cool.
But I have to say about 2020, I saw him move in ways that I haven't seen him move before.
That's true, actually.
I've seen him awaken the whole body. I've seen him really start to activate people. I've seen him send people on mission. It's amazing what he's done with those who are following him, just even in the last year.
Wow. You know what? That's cool. I like reflecting. Okay. I'm not a person to really look into the past pretty much at all. I don't do that. Kim's like, yeah, she never remembers anything. But when I look back, just having you say that, I'm realizing some of the very best experiences of my walk have been this last year. Mm-hmm. And just, it's not even my walk. It's just witnessing what the Lord is doing. We saw him literally step foot in the earth. Do you remember that?
That was this last year. It was.
Dude, I saw the restoration and what everything's going to look like with heaven and earth, like the new heaven and earth.
Right.
That, these things are huge. I can't even believe what's happening. And the people that who've come alongside us in the ministry, it's like we've known all these people for years, except for it's
been 6 months.
Yeah, it's so weird and wonderful.
It is weird and wonderful. I mean, some of our closest people now are people who we met last year.
Okay, think about this, you guys. All right. You know, everyone talks about, oh, what's coming? It's going to be so bad. Think about the worst year ever in the earth was last year, pretty much. And it's also been like the best in the spirit. So what's that going to look like when things get even worse in the earth? It's going to get even better in the spirit.
Yes.
We're going to be so excited that everyone else is going to be like, burn 2020. We're going to be like, 2020 was awesome. And we're going to be like this, I think, in the future. And when I say the future, it could be like next month or week or something. Who knows?
It could be in 2 hours. We'll see when the podcast is over how things are looking.
We'll take a look on Newsmax or something.
I don't even know what that is.
I'm just kidding. It's just like conservative CNN. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
That's funny.
Like I follow anything. So, but we're going to look and things may get really bad in the earth, but it's only going to get better for believers because we're going to see more of the Lord show up. We're going to see more and more of his glory come to the earth.
Yep.
We're going to see miracles. We're going to see, oh man, so much awesomeness.
We're going to see the supernatural breakout. We're going to see abilities in the body. I mean, okay, your physical body, but the body of Christ too, that we never really have been able to experience in our time.
Yeah.
Why? Because it's a necessity. Why would the Lord allow us to do that? Because he needs us to be able to do these things and he's going to enable us to do it in any way possible. You know, I think this is a really good direction this is going because it's all about perspective shift. And if we even talk about all of the things that had been prophesied for the last year about who's going to be president of the United States, which in the grand scheme of things, whatever. I will say the Lord's will be done. It will be, like, regardless of who is the president. Can I just say that out loud?
I got to say something about this. I was talking to my husband, Dustin, about this last night. Okay, so President Trump isn't in office. I believe still that that has been the Lord's will. Mm-hmm. Okay, I still believe that. Just because it doesn't come to pass, I mean, has God ever not shown up because someone made a bad choice?
Exactly.
I mean, no, he always works everything back together for the good of those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. And do we really think that President Trump is going to come and save the world? Because if we do, we're kind of a joke. I mean,
kind of.
Seriously, do we believe Yeshua is the one who's going to save everyone? Or, you know, I remember, okay, I don't remember because I wasn't there, but I remember because it's part of who I am, that when Yeshua came, they all expected him to save them from the government. Right? Mm-hmm. Hey, can you turn this thing upside down? Aren't you going to become king? And he's like, yo, you're not thinking of the right kingdom.
Right.
And I think that's where we're all at again. Somehow all of Christians are like, but who's to save our nation? You know, and even other people in the world, they're looking at the United States the same way.
I know. Okay. I'm going to say this publicly. I've been saying it privately. I'm going to say it publicly. But I think one of the big things that the Lord is doing through all of this time is he's breaking the idol that is the United States.
Yes.
So Americans look at the U.S. I was taught in school to look at the U.S. as the best thing on earth. It is. It's the highest. It's the best. It's the smartest. It's the everything. It's the richest. It's the, this is what we're taught, is to think that America is number one in everything. And with that, somehow, I think some of the rest of the world has started believing this too.
It's so gross.
And so we as people have started, or have had this whole long history of looking at the U.S. as this idol and holding it above the Father. And I don't know if you know about him, but he won't let idols stand.
It's true.
And I think we're in a time where the idol that has been the U.S., in at least believers' lives, is going to have to fall. And I don't mean the U.S. has to fall. I think the idol has to fall.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I could say the same about the U.S. dollar.
Yep.
You know? And if it falls, is it the end of the world? If this idol finally falls and we finally put the Father back where he's supposed to be as head honcho, as number one, he is the whole enchilada. Then are we worse off for it? Absolutely not. Then we start seeing kingdom come.
Then we start seeing the restoration of all things, right?
Yes. I have to share this image that we had gotten this year about the one heaven and one earth, or new heaven and new earth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this process has started. And we were fortunate enough to get this cool vision of it. And it is like, it's starting to come closer. I haven't seen it completely joined together yet, but it's getting closer. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying these are end times, but what I'm saying is heaven is drawing nearer and nearer to earth.
I just got to say, this whole end time thing seems so
last
dreary.
Year.
Last year. That's so 2020. No, I'm just kidding. The end times, the feeling of end times. When everyone talks about the end times, you get this whole like, burr, burr, burr. You know, it's terrible kind of feeling. But if you think about it, it is only the end to the season that brings the most awesome anything that anyone has ever seen since creation. Mm-hmm. How are we not excited about this? It's kind of confusing to me when we, okay, just ask the Lord to reveal to you what it will be like at the restoration. The new heaven, new earth, what's that going to be like? Just ask him to show you, because I believe if you ask him, he will show up every time. And it may not be exactly how you think it will be.
This is true.
Never is it like that. What he has shown me is nothing like I thought it would be.
Hmm.
But so cool. like so making me want to worship more and more, you know?
That's so good. I think also just a little nugget to add in with that. I think sometimes when we get discouraged here and we see people seemingly operating for the other side, like the side of darkness is what I mean. I think it's a really good idea to go and ask the Father to see it through his eyes.
Absolutely.
And see these people through his eyes. I will tell you, we've had some really good times pressing in the last 4 to 6 months or so. And we have asked to see, like, we just want to see through his eyes. And we've looked at people who it would be easy to say, this person is evil incarnate. And the Father has shown us them through his eyes, and they're full of life. And he loves them, and he values them. And I will tell you, that changes things as someone who's walking on the earth and looking at that stuff going on.
It's true.
And so when I'm talking about change of the shift of perspective, we've got to take our eyes off the world. Our perspective here is skewed. But if we're looking through his eyes, it's always going to be imperfection. Mm-hmm. Let me say that slower. It will always be in perfection.
Yeah. I had a meeting with, not a meeting, whatever, a getting together in the spirit last night with a friend of mine from Australia. And I've been walking with him for probably 6 months, a year, something like that. I don't know how long. Mm-hmm. But about every week, we engage together in the spirit and with another group of people too. And we all met together last night with him, which was unusual because of this. Last week, he fell off a ladder. And when he fell, one of his legs was stuck in the rung and it fell directly on him, on his leg, and crushed it. Long story short, he's been in the hospital the whole time, has had a couple surgeries, he has a horrible report from the orthopedic surgeons and stuff. Mm-hmm. And in the hospital, he died for a little while. Mm-hmm. He had an awesome experience with the Lord. Even though he was only gone for like 3 minutes, mm-hmm. he had a really full experience in the heavenly realms that changed him. Hmm. He came awake and started just ministering to all the doctors in the room.
Wow.
Total new perspective. Now, he's already a fiery kind of guy. But this was totally different. Since then, he's had powerful experiences with the Lord that's beyond what he's had before. And he did not want to come back. Just, this is a right. common story, right?
Yes, we've seen this happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't want to come back. And the Lord said he has powerful things that he needs to complete before he goes back there, like with his body. Mm-hmm. So he came back and he had a powerful word for us. And it was about the same thing we're talking about. And it's about all of you who are looking for the prophets to give you the word. And now all of you are questioning all the prophets from the Lord because of it. You have to get your eyes in the heavenly realms. Hmm. And you have to understand that when the Lord says that something is to happen, it doesn't mean that the Lord's will isn't being done if it doesn't happen the same way. He said, reminder, I want to remind you of Nineveh. When God said, I am going to demolish all of Nineveh. And instead, he sent Jonah, who finally did obey him, finally gave him a word. They all repented, and he didn't destroy them. No one said, but God said he was going to destroy them all, you know?
Right.
Just because God says he's going to do something doesn't mean that that's the final word. It means, hey, point your eyes this direction.
Right.
And this is what we all have to know. We can't quit looking at the Lord because something didn't go our way or go the way that we thought we were interpreting it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really important that whatever happens, we stay focused in the heavenlies. And it was a good word for us.
I agree so much. And I have to say about looking to the prophets to give a word or whatever. I have to say, I think all of these prophetic voices around are good. And what they should do is they should be able to confirm what the Father is already doing in you. So when you hear these things, I hope that the voices that speak the loudest to you are the voices that are confirming what the Lord's already told you. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times when people are looking to these prophets and hearing things that really resonate so much, it's because the Lord's already been saying this stuff to you. So he's saying it to them. He's saying it to you. Let this be confirmation. Don't let this be your gospel, you know, because that's not what they're delivering.
You know, it should be like
what?
A supplement.
It should be like a supplement.
It should be like a supplement. You know, you don't want to live on a supplement, but it should just come alongside to strengthen what you already have.
Agreed. So this is in no way saying that prophet, you shouldn't listen to prophets. That is not what I'm saying, because they have a role. And honestly, to have the boldness to put the words out there is something to be honored in itself. But it can't be the main event. It just cannot be. Mm-hmm. All of this stuff, all the stuff that the Lord releases into the earth is so that you will look back to him. Mm-hmm. It's not so you'll look to each other and pat each other on the back and follow one another. That's not what it's about. You know?
Yeah. It's good. You know, I've been really encouraged in the last few days as all this stuff has been going on. You know, thankfully, we had a friend who just gave a quick reminder from the Lord that we need to stay focused in the heavenlies. Mm-hmm. Duh, we always need to be, but it was a really good reminder. Just, okay, in the next few days, you got to stay focused. And so it made me look more, you know, focus more. Mm-hmm. And it's really amazing when you start to function in who you truly are in the heavenly realms. It's a really big deal.
It is a really big deal.
And once we start to understand who we are and we start to function more in who we are, he starts releasing more. And so one of the things that happened was someone, I can't even remember who it was, might have been the same person, I don't know. But anyway, this person said, hey, he's giving us all individual shofars in the heavens and they do different things. So you need to like figure out what that is. So, okay, I'm looking, and sure enough, I see that I have this really interesting-looking shofar. And so I'm like, okay, I guess I'm going to blow the shofar, see what happens. And so I go to blow it, and it's really hard to blow. It's like one with a tiny little mouthpiece. It's really, I don't know if you guys have ever tried to blow a shofar, but it, the bigger the mouthpiece, the easier it is. The smaller, it's like, oh, you're trying really hard to do it. Well, anyway. It was like that, and it was really hard to blow like that, but I did finally, and what happened was this really cool spiral frequency thing went out of it, and it blew into all of the heavenly realms, like all of heaven, to all of, everyone could hear it, and it was calling everyone to war, and even the people who didn't even know what to do. It was really interesting when this happened. So I'm like, oh, that's weird. I've never seen anything like that. And so everybody gets ready for war and like gets in their little, I don't know, whatever they do.
Battle stances. Battle stance. Something.
Yep. Basically.
They assumed the position.
And so I'm thinking, yeah, they're going to go to war for this inauguration thing. Okay, that's what I'm thinking because I'm a dummy.
Because it was yesterday.
I'm a genius, but yeah. Yeah, so I'm thinking that's what's happening and they're ready. They're ready. I'm thinking they're going to battle the enemy, make sure it happens right, how the Lord wants it to. And so I'm waiting and I'm looking and I'm like, why are they still standing there? Why aren't they fighting? And they're just still standing there. And I'm like, Lord, what am I supposed to do? He's like, just keep watching. Okay, so I'm still watching. And it's still, they're just standing there. And then even like right up to the inauguration that morning, still they're just at the ready. I'm like, what the heck? This is weird. And then after the inauguration, I look again just because I'm continuing to look all the time. And all of a sudden, they're fighting like crazy. And I'm going, this seems totally backwards. You know, shouldn't they have been fighting beforehand? And, you know, this is what I'm thinking the whole time. And the Lord just continued to remind me, I want you to do what I tell you to do when I tell you to do it. Mm-hmm. And what you think needs to happen is not always what I think needs to happen.
Yep.
And so he's reminding me that he has a plan that is totally outside of the plan of the United States or the plan of me or the plan of the president or whomever. Mm-hmm. It's his plan, and his plan has to come to pass in the way that he sees it.
Yep.
So anyway, I've been really encouraged as we have continued to press in and focus on the heavenlies instead of the world, just to be able to continue to be in God's will and to continue to walk in the way that he has us walk and just do what I'm supposed to do.
Yes.
You know, I'm not supposed to do what everyone tells me I should do. I don't have to do all the certain things with religious outlook. I just need to do what he shows me to do, and that's it.
Agreed. It sounds oversimplified, but it is that simple. That's what I think is, I don't know, has been the most mind-blowing for me in all of my walk has been how simple everything is if I just look to him. So if I stop trying to do it myself and stop trying to follow this protocol or those rules or fit in that box or, you know, tie this bow on my head, whatever it is. If I just stop doing that and I look at him, it is so simple. Like, and stop, you know, stop talking. I know I'm a podcast, so I probably should not stop talking right now. But if I would just stop talking, turn my face to him and just ask him what he's wanting, it is so simple.
And we don't lose faith. Mm-hmm. When we keep looking at him and we keep seeing him at work, there's no way to lose faith.
Right.
Because you're constantly seeing what he's up to and you know that you're part of it. When you know you're part of his plan and his battle and his everything, there's no like, where are you, God?
It's true. And there's no losing drive and there's no losing purpose.
It's
true. You know what I mean? And that's if you continue to look at him. If you look at him once, you get marching orders and then you never look back, you will lose purpose and you will lose your drive. And you may not see the life in it anymore.
It's true.
You know? But it's a constant looking to him, looking to him, looking to him. It's funny because we always, I think in ministry, people tend to always compare so much to relationship with their kids, but some of it is so true. I have a 4-year-old that if she's doing something that I've told her to do, she'll continually look back at me to see if she's doing it right or to see if I need her to turn here or to step there. Or to hop on one foot, whatever it may be, you know, mm-hmm. But she's always looking back to me so that she knows she's doing what I'm wanting her to do. But we need to be doing the same thing. Right. You know what I mean? It's sometimes he'll send us on a long journey, but that doesn't mean he's not going with us.
Or that he won't redirect us to, because
agreed.
I don't know how many times, even in my own walk, he'll tell me to do something and I just keep doing it for a long time because he once told me that. Instead of going, hey, Lord, is this still what you're wanting me to do? Was I supposed to redirect over here? And I think the more we do that, the more we don't get stuck in our fleshly way of comfort too. Mm-hmm. Because we have a tendency as humans to be like, but I don't want to change. But I don't want to do stuff differently. I just got used to how to do this, mm-hmm. You know? I mean, I've thought about that with our Kingdom Builder stuff. My initial thought when the Lord said to change the tiers on the Kingdom Builder stuff is like, oh, but people are going to be upset that their same one that they signed up for isn't the same. And then I'm just like, who cares what they think? The Lord said to do it, right? I care what you guys think just because I'm a feeler, but I shouldn't, because the Lord knows better than you do and knows better than I do. And if we just keep focused, he will show us what to do and why.
Right.
And it's going to be for his benefit, and it will always benefit us because we're following after him and because he's showing us what to do. And if we do this in our own lives, then if you go and say you start some job because the Lord told you to start it, and then 2 years later, you're like, I hate this. I don't know what to do. I don't want to be doing this. Why did God put me here? Then you just need to refocus on the Lord and say, what do I need to do today? Is this what I'm supposed to be doing? How do you want me to do this? Whatever it might be. And he'll either say, okay, go do this project. Or he'll be like, you need to redirect and go over here. You know, either way. Mm-hmm. You're just going to follow what he shows you to do. But if you don't look, you'll never know. And you'll just stay in discontentment and think your life is terrible.
Yeah.
And blame God usually. Because a lot of times we blame God for stuff he told us to do because we haven't taken the time to get into relationship to actually see what we're supposed to do every turn.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I just had this image of Forrest Gump running and running and running and like just continuing to run and run just because what else? He didn't have any other direction.
Right.
You know? And sometimes we do that.
We do. It's actually quite weird. It's funny how we do this as humans and then we get all like bent out of shape about it and whiny like babies and want to know why. And it's just because we aren't even asking. It's pretty crazy.
Listen, it's a journey.
So here's what everyone's thinking. So what do I do now? Because everyone wants religion. Okay, so they want the protocol. Here's the protocol. Turn your eyes to heaven.
Yeah.
Ask Yeshua to show you what you need to do today, who you are, you know?
Absolutely.
That's what you need to do, is throw out the religion
and
just look.
And let me just say this. If you look and you don't see, if you ask and you don't hear, keep doing it.
Yeah, for real.
Just because you don't get an answer the first time, just because you don't see a rainbow in front of your eyes doesn't mean that he's not doing something or he's not going to grow you in that way. Maybe he just wants to see the faithfulness. Can I just put that out there? I will tell you, when I first started engaging in heaven and really focusing there, I had learned some things and I was like ready to go. And I would go every day and I'd be like, okay, Jesus, what are we going to do today? And all he had me do for, I think it was 6 weeks, and it was every single day, he would just say, go sit on your mountain or go sit on your throne and look over your mountain. And it was every single day. And I was like, are you kidding me? You know, because I'm like, I'm ready to go. Except there was something he was teaching me in that. And he was building my faithfulness and he was giving me practice of obedience. Like there were some really important foundational things that he was doing with having me do the same thing over and over again and not just opening up everything all at once. So don't be discouraged.
It's true.
Like if nothing, you just get to be with him. That's enough, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So none of our Zoomers have their faces up at this time. So I have no idea if they're really there or going to the bathroom or eating food or what they're doing. But I want to ask Carol, Dottie, Jason, if any of you have anything that you would like to add or ask to add on to the podcast.
I think it's just hold steady, kind of.
Hold steady.
Yeah, keep your eyes up.
That's good.
It's good.
It's like the theme.
It is.
All right, this should be the name of the podcast for today.
Hold steady.
Nice. Good word, Carol.
Very good.
Anyone else? I never know how long to actually wait because I'm like, is this just going to be continued awkward silence or am I not giving someone enough time to unmute?
I know.
This is the joy of online things nowadays. It's not normal conversation anymore. Dottie, you have something to add?
No, I fell asleep. So you need to repeat the question.
We are that awesome.
It was so soothing, and I just literally like the last 3 minutes.
Well, I got to tell you something funny about that is that the Lord was just reminding me when Kim was saying, if you press in and you ask and you don't get anything, keep on asking. And I felt like the Lord was reminding me that if we don't get anything, it could be because we need to rest in Him. That's what He's been doing to me lately. Mm-hmm. My body has been under attack with like all sorts of weirdness actually. And what the Lord has done with me more than anything lately is said, stop and just rest in me. And He like won't let me see stuff because He's saying, I'm telling you, just rest in me, you know?
Yeah.
And I think we need to take the opportunity. So Dottie, kudos for resting in the Lord and being obedient.
I've been so exhausted and I can't point anything to it. I mean, Dr. Frank, yeah, there's some toxins in my body, but I had 3 out of 4 students cancel on Tuesday. And it's like, okay, then God, I'm just going to sit back and rest again. Mm-hmm. I can't understand why I'm not sleeping through the night, but that's been a norm. But I've had more exhaustion or like nothing that's going to make me jump up and go, except for, well, I have to do volunteer something right here that gets me like, oh, good, I get to do something for somebody. But then I get back and it's like, ah. So at too many pots in the fire, God's got to, I don't know. I've just been really looking forward getting up in the morning. I have 3 journals just starting this year. And one is for eating at Yeshua's, going to Yeshua's table, because when we met, going to the gift table. And yeah. One time with them, when I met at Patreon, join Patreon. It was a shofar there. The next day there was a weight bench, just the barbell. So He wanted me to work on my strengthening in the spirit with the barbell. But the next 2 gifts, one was the Holy Spirit Himself. And He had me going through this house, like, there's not really clutter that you can see, but okay, there's some papers I should go through or this. And going through the back room of the Christmas stuff, I had so much supernatural energy because I pictured going into Him and He was just and in me. And it was wonderful. And then it was His presence. So these were the gifts I expected to get, physical gifts. And these were just amazing. And so that's just one of the journals. Another one is going through Proverbs for wisdom and writing down anything that He says. And anyway, it's been exciting to jump up in the morning and then go to bed at night, writing in a journal. Okay, anything that's in my head right now so I can sleep through the night, let me just write it down. And when I've done that, have to say I didn't do that last night. And up at 4 o'clock after being in bed at 12. So, but it's been nice to enjoy His presence. Hmm. And it stays with me throughout the day.
That's cool.
Resting in Him. Thank you for that. Targeting back to why the exhaustion when I don't do that.
That's awesome. Anyway. Thank you, Lauren. That's cool.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Jason, do you have anything to add?
Nothing to add, no.
I didn't know if you're actually there or not.
No, I'm here.
Oh, that's cool.
It
okay,
just takes
well,
a second to unmute.
I know, that's what I always see. I don't know. But thank you, Jason, for everything you do for us.
Yes, thank you.
Is such a great addition to our Kingdom Builder stuff and all the things that he does behind the scenes. You guys don't even know how awesome he is. He does so much for us.
It's true.
He does a great job with all that he does.
We saw just a taste of it at the Refresh conference.
He's awesome.
Videographer. This or that. Everything.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
A million hats.
Yes, all of it. No, yeah. Christine, you mentioned something earlier about, you know, just going back to what the Lord tells you to do and then asking, you know, should I redirect? Should I change here? Should I, you know, should I take a left? That kind of thing. And today I have this huge whiteboard in my office, and it is very representative of my brain because it's just stuff everywhere. And so the whiteboard's like my journal. It's like, I've got this thing going on and I have this thought, and I filled up the whiteboard and it just looked kind of crazy. And today I went and bought a magic eraser and I wiped it completely clean. And just a second ago, I was like, okay, where am I going to start? Like, what am I really supposed to be focusing on right now? And so I just wrote up in the top left corner, content creation. And, you know, sometimes it's like, you know, we do all these things because we know we're supposed to do all these things and the Lord leads us to do these things. It's like, I need to do this and that and this and that and the other. And it was really helpful for me tonight to just hear that and say, okay, you know, what's my focus now? Should I redirect, or what's the one thing? Let me look back to you and make sure that I'm doing the thing I'm supposed to be doing. And so when I stared at this blank board, I was like, all right, so what is it? And he just showed me the one thing. So
that's awesome.
I appreciate you sharing that tonight. Kind of helped my heart a little bit.
Yay. Praise the Lord. Good. Cool.
Well, thank you guys for joining us tonight. We are so excited to continue in the Kingdom Builders. I don't know what you would call it. Ministry program thing.
I don't know.
Awesomeness. That's my word. I guess what the Lord has been showing us more, at least showing me lately about all of this, is that we really need to come alongside one another, and we can't be doing this stuff alone.
It's so important.
And I mean, part of the reason that we even do this podcast is to bring encouragement to the body and to be able to walk together. Because sometimes, even if you've never even talked to the person, they just say something that, you know, like, that's my brother, and
yeah,
you know, I can walk with them safely.
Right.
And so we want to be those people who love being
Absolutely.
Family.
It's true.
Anyway, I love you guys. Have an awesome month. We will see you back next month for another episode of Kingdom Builders.
Sounds awesome. Thanks for joining, guys.
We love you too. Thank you.
All right. See ya.
See ya.
Bye.